Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pratishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharye Indivishesha Srimivari Paschati Deshataya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Our respectful obeisances are unto you, O spiritual master, servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. You are kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and delivering the Western countries, which are filled with impersonalism and voyeurism. It is not the great teachers of devotional service don't struggle. In fact, it is the righteous struggle that a devotee undergoes in practicing and spreading Krishna consciousness that reveals his or her greatness. Lord Brahma, for example, is famous for the great tapasya he performed to please the Lord. And Srimati Kunti Devi is renowned for her steady devotion to Krishna, even in the face of calamity. And of all the gifts that His Divine Grace, Hesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given the world, His personal example in serving His spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya, against all odds, is foremost. In the Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that the people of the world observe and then follow the actions of the great souls in this world. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Even in modern times, people are aware of this truth. In psychology today, for example, a business management expert writes about the power of leading by example. Quote, it's so obvious you don't need to make the argument at any tedious length. Let's just say you'll never go wrong leading by example. There aren't too many things in life, I can guarantee, but this is one of them. From author in Psychology Today. In the same vein, theologian and philosopher Albert Schweitzer resolutely states, example is not the main thing in influencing others, it's the only thing. Indeed, at Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna gave his orders to Arjuna and Arjuna followed them, thus inspiring us all to do the same. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita writes about the impact that Krishna's instructions to Arjuna have had on the world. Quote, Krishna is so merciful that simply by aiming his instructions at Arjuna, he has given protection to the whole world. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. As it is true that Krishna was merciful to the whole world by aiming his instructions at Arjuna. By the same token, it is also true that Arjuna gave the world the greatest gift by faithfully receiving them. By humbly following Krishna's instructions, Arjuna has also given shelter to all the people of the world by his example. Surely there is no lack of spiritual instruction in the world. There is, however, a dearth of spiritual heroes who set an example for the world by following those instructions. With the onslaught of Kali Yuga, people not only need to hear pure spiritual instruction, but, and perhaps even more importantly, they also need exemplars of those instructions. Here are the Srimad Bhagavatam's clear and perfect instructions. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. If a person, unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, takes that medicine, or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective.
all three verses were from the Srimad Bhagavatam, unquote. Despite the simple clarity of these teachings, however, one who hears them might think them impractical and therefore hesitate to follow them. After all, along the spiritual path there are many obstacles, and when the goal seems too risky or out of reach, one may hesitate to pursue it. It's human nature to stay in one's comfort zone. As the champion of Lord Chaitanya's message, Srila Prabhupada has removed this dilemma. Even though they're left with material support and facilities to be successful beyond anyone's expectation by chanting Hare Krishna, he showed us by his example that the only real risk in life is not taking shelter of Krishna's holy names. Srila Prabhupada believed in this principle and taught his disciples how to apply it. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, "This advancement in spiritual life does not depend on any kind of previous education or qualification. The method itself is so pure that by simply engaging in it, one becomes pure." From Bhagavad Gita purport. Applying this standard, Srila Prabhupada encouraged inexperienced young men and women with scanty facility to travel throughout the world to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. He told them to depend on the chanting of Krishna's holy names. They did, and they were successful. Srila Prabhupada writes, "Any devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord is a pure devotee, even though he may be in the neophyte stage. By his association, others may also become Vaishnavas." From the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhuvira. In the same vein, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Garuda Purana in one of his purports. "Even the worms, birds, and beasts are assured of elevation to the highest perfectional stage if they are completely surrendered to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So what to speak of the philosophers amongst the human beings?" And in yet another example of his emphasis on the power of chanting Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes the following to an aspiring disciple. "The conclusion is that one should learn the art of chanting the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day, and that alone is the remedy for all problems of material existence. So I cannot give you any better advice for your problem. Simply chant Hare Krishna and everything will be all right." That was a letter to Susan Beckman, 29th August 1973, Sanhita. Not only did Srila Prabhupada speak and write about this principle, he also personally applied it and thus made it tangible. For example, Srila Prabhupada tells us how his business in India was quote-unquote dismantled, how by circumstances he was obliged to come to America without money or connections, how after arriving in America his health was shaky, and how even some of his own godbrothers back in India maligned him for his effort to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. History shows, however, that in spite of these and many other trying circumstances, Srila Prabhupada went on chanting Hare Krishna, and by so doing, he was successful in all aspects of his life and in his mission to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. By his example, Srila Prabhupada has shown the people of the world for all time the value of Lord Chaitanya's essential teaching that one who humbly goes on chanting Krishna's holy names despite the challenges of life will be victorious. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories come to those who chant Hare Krishna. All victory comes to those who chant Hare Krishna. Glory to God. As we celebrate the divine appearance of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, may we remember His example and go on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, come what may. The servants of Srila Prabhupada's servants, Hare Krishna. It's been a fantastic weekend, hasn't it?
Yes.
It made a deep impression. Last night after the kirtan, I think it was about 20 minutes to one or something, quarter to one. Nobody wanted to go home. And I just felt such kinship with everyone there in the room. I didn't want them to go home either. And I told them, I said, "We're going to be missing you until we see you again." It's such a bonding experience to be together all day long chanting Hare Krishna. And yesterday, one of the guests who was born in Mathura said, "I'm here and it feels like I'm in Vrindavan." Something about these gates, they just went up a few days ago. They remind me of Vrindavan. There are a lot of gates like that in the Vrindavan temples. They kept looking over at them and thinking, maybe we are in Vrindavan. We just need to throw a monkey in here somewhere. Nicole is volunteering. I don't think you make a cut. So, anyway, these experiences we can't take lightly. We're not taking lightly. We're all here. But we don't know how many we'll have. So drink deeply. It's the time to let the spiritual water go down underneath and fill up the reservoir underneath the ground so that we can draw upon it in all kinds of circumstances. And thank you very much, everyone behind the scenes, the invisibles, who worked around the clock when I went off to take rest at about 2 in the morning last night. There were still devotees cleaning the temple room. I saw one of our pujaris this morning, who I don't think slept all night long, but he performed the Mangalarti this morning. And I don't know how he stayed awake, but he did somehow. And I just see the sacrifice that the devotees make out of love to put on these kinds of festivals. Not just these kinds of festivals, but to go on pushing on Krishna consciousness is very heartening. And it reminds me of the spirit of the meetings that we've been hearing today. Those of you, all of you who are following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and drinking from that same well of determination and going on chanting Hare Krishna, doing everything you can to spread Krishna consciousness, volunteering to give your whole life. This is really glorious, and it's just been a heartwarming experience to be with all of you this weekend. And let's keep doing it as many times as we can and see if we can do a little damage. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.